This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Okay, so I already told Paige I have to call her out on some shit, and I was gonna wait to press record. So here we are.
I'm so anxious / nervous / excited.
And I know this one is gonna be intense because I'm not just calling you out on like something like family or friends. I'm calling you out about fashion.
The audacity. What is it?
Why are we jumping on the bandwagon of everyone wearing camp jewelry?
Oh my God, I meant to tell you, I have a friendship bracelet for you.
Wait, that's really fucking cute. Now I take back all the bad things I was saying about you.
You know Allie, like Shop Jill and Allie?
Yes.
So she had sent me, I was like, wait, I need one of these things for my cell phone, like one of these charms that like everyone fucking has.
This is my thing. I wait to see if you jump on trends. Because if you jump on it, that means everyone jumps on it. And I start seeing these bitches with, Girl with No Job, who we love, has a chain on her thing. Yep. But I was like, she loves camp, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I feel like even you said like the Gen Z necklaces. And it's like, at what generation do you look at what the kids are doing and wear the same jewelry that the kids are wearing? Whatever happened to Tiffany's?
It's a very fine line.
Whatever happened to David Yurman?
So what, out.
Like, next we're going to be wearing actual candy necklaces.
If it doesn't, ooh, good idea. If it doesn't look like you made it, it's not in style.
And I know these brands out here are going to be like $600 for these necklaces with straight up beads from a thrift shop.
So there's this girl on TikTok that I follow, and I can't think of her name, but she had one of those like camp necklaces on. And I was like, oh my God, wait, I feel like I need one. So I found where hers was from, and I went on the website, and it was like a $250 beaded necklace. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, why? And I was like, absolutely not.
And I know during quarantine, people started to make their own bracelets. I know my friend Haley Cherie was making those bracelets, whatever the fuck they
bracelets.
Are. They just make me angry because I'm like, also because I have an older fiance, and he's constantly like, checking me every now and then, like, do you have to dress like that young looking?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to look like he kidnapped a young girl. So like, if I started wearing those, it would be over. Like, he'd be like, this is weird.
I will say, this is the first time in my life that I have been like, oh, I'm too old, I can't wear that. And I've never felt that. And now sometimes I'm like, wait, I legit look like I'm going to camp. Like, there's
well,
a camp
soiree. Why are millennials jumping on this bandwagon? Like, we can let them.
Yes, absolutely. And there are some things. My mom always said to me that if a trend comes back, you're too old to wear it.
Interesting.
But like, fuck that bitch. No, but there are certain things that like I remember wearing in the 90s that I wouldn't wear now. So like butterfly clips. I'm probably not going to get a million mini butterfly clips and like braid my hair and wear them.
Okay, you said it out here. Let's see in 2 months
if I wear
you're not
it.
Rocking it on your grid. Also, jelly shoes.
Very in right now.
That was in when
very
we were
in.
Little.
Yes. Also, remember those Steve Madden platform shoes?
Yep.
Those are back.
Yeah.
Those are very
okay, so
in.
I think this is just me realizing that I'm officially old now. We're old. And it's because of TikTok that we can see it so much. Like, normally, we're not fucking in middle schools or in high schools. We don't know what they're doing. This is disturbing. It's upsetting. Next thing, you know those like those DNA looking strands that you would make at camp.
Yeah.
And you would like tie it up. They're going to do that next.
Yeah. You know what trend I'm not into?
What?
And who just wore one? I want to say Kaya. Oh, no. Ariana Grande. And I think Brooklyn Beckham's fiance. What's her name? Nicole something. Mm-hmm. The big furry. It's like big furry bucket hats.
Oh, see, I like those.
They're very like Pamela Anderson, I feel like.
Or like rap in the 90s.
Yeah, that you probably won't catch me in.
Catch me outside, not in that.
Yeah. So there are some trends that I'm like, oh, this is like, it's too young for me. And it's like too trendy that like I'm too old to like think I can rock it.
What I do think is kind of cute is those colorful rings. Like now rings are colorful. And there's, but you can get the cheapest ones on Amazon.
Oh my God. You literally just type into Amazon acrylic rings.
Yep.
And like so many will come up.
You get 40 for like $10.
You get 40. And also a girl DM me, I don't know if I said this on the pod the other day, but a girl DM me because rings never fit me, that you can get like ring things that you put inside your ring. Like any ring that'll fit your finger. So like,
oh, when your finger's too skinny.
It's just
for it.
So small.
Oh my God, you make me want to puke sometimes. And for all my sausage fingers out there, you just keep rocking your fat fingers.
Wait.
I love how you turn into a deli owner.
Yeah, you like are my bodega guy. I feel like you wrote a lot in the Giggly Squad group.
I was because I felt note. Like you've been putting time into the list, and I was like, I need to invest and show that I care about this podcast.
It's not even that. It's just when things happen to me throughout the day, and I'm like, oh, I would typically like text Hannah or call Hannah and be like, do you feel like this? But instead of like reaching out, I write it in the note, and I'm like, I'll talk to that bitch this weekend.
I did send this to you because I could see you dating Pete Davidson. I just putting it out in the universe. I think aesthetically you guys would look great.
Thank
he was
you.
At Wimbledon.
With Phoebe.
And his stylist is Britt Theodora, who I may have worked with a tiny bit before, who's incredible.
Oh my God, I love that he just knew a stylist.
I know. I'm so silly. So I think that I love his style because he's not inspired by anyone. He's not copying anyone. He is the moment.
Yeah. Here's another thing. I am horrible with men's style. Like, if any guy's like, can I wear this together? Should I wear it? I'm like, I don't fucking know. And I think it's because I don't care. You know? Like, I genuinely don't give a shit what you wear. But I love when guys dress like guys. Like, I love that they aren't matching things, and they're like, I think this look good. Like, I'll just
they
put
look
this
like
on.
Their mom bought it for them.
Yeah,
a couple
like
months ago.
And it's so simple to dress really well as a man, and it's I don't
but
know how
Pete
some of
taking,
them fuck it up.
Pete's wearing a camp necklace, like off colored tan stuff, and just different, but like has so
well,
much
he's
swag.
From New York.
And he rocks it.
He's from New York.
I mean, he's from Staten Island. Let's be honest.
Right, but there is like a New York
swag of like
yeah
being
there
different.
Is like I will never forget my favorite housewife of all time is Heather Dubrow, and I will never forget like one of her first episodes on OC. She said, I live in Orange County, but I'll never lose my Northeast class. And I was just like, ooh. Oh my God, we're so classy. Ooh. But there's a different style to New York than any other city.
We're such New Yorkers. I'm like, not to say that New York is the best.
But it's the best.
The thing with New York is if you're like doing what everyone else is doing, it's like less cool. And I feel like if you grow up in a place where people have like similar religion or similar views and everyone looks the same, it's easy to stick out like a sore thumb when you try to be different. But in New York, where like it's kind of a melting pot and everyone's different, the hallways of my high school, like girls would wear straight up like ballerina outfits and like boots and like just crazy shit, and it's like if you weren't being crazy and weird you were a loser. Like if you were wearing Patagonia, someone was like, ew.
Yeah, like Patagonian Uggs just like wouldn't fly on the Upper East Side. I do think like New York I think is the trendiest city. Like I think girls in New York aren't afraid to wear trends that aren't loved by the masses yet. Like, I've seen girls wear trends months before you're mm-hmm. seeing it on Instagram. And it's just like how girls walking down the street in Soho, like, they just looked sick.
It's inspiring every day. But speaking of New Yorkers, I'm now in Richmond on my comedy tour.
How
and
is
it's
it?
Technically the South.
Yeah. I would say
people
so.
People
are so nice.
Nice?
Yeah. Wait,
you know how New York, you walk in and they go, hi, how are you? And you go, good, how are you? And they go, good, let me know if you need anything. And I go, thanks. And then we're both like, don't fucking talk to me again.
Yeah.
The South, I walked into this hotel. The girl was so excited.
Yeah.
No idea who I am.
Yeah.
So excited, just earnestly just happy
there.
To see a human.
Yeah.
And like, there's people everywhere. It's not like I'm in like a rent. She's just like, how are you? And I was the earnestness of her voice. And I was
it's
just
the
like,
patience, too. They have patience there. We don't. We don't know what it is. Patience, never heard of her. New York is like, hello, the light's been green for 1 millisecond. Fucking go.
And we got in an Uber and we had this hilarious Uber driver who's a grandma. And she was like, the shit I've seen, I need to write a book. And we're like, tell us a story. She goes, this one guy got in and said, take me to the psychotherapist.
No.
She was like, why? And he goes, my girlfriend cheated on me and then I slept with 87 women.
Dude, the thing, I always wonder, like, how many couple fights Uber drivers just really endure, and like, what's the craziest one? Because I know for my damn self that I have gotten into some wild Uber fights. I was once dating a guy. This is a jail guy. We all love jail guy.
Yeah, we all know
Jail
Guy.
If he ever heard this and was like, do you fucking refer to me as Jail Guy? He would be absolutely pissed.
He definitely knows you're talking about him unless you've dated multiple guys who've been to jail.
Well, that's a story for a different day. One time we were in an Uber and we were on our way to the airport. I forget where we were going or what was happening. And as the amazing girlfriend that I am, I had gotten salads before so that we could like eat them in the Uber before we got to the airport. And we were stuck in like the dead of fucking traffic in the middle of Times Square. And there was this like tour bus or like school bus or some fucking bus that was just in the middle of the intersection. And he was losing his mind. And I was like, dude, what are you going to do about it? Like, we're in traffic. We're not going to miss our flight. Like, fucking chill out. And he gets out of the Uber to go yell at the guy driving the bus. And I hate things like that. Like, I am mortified in 3 seconds if you cause a scene, because it's just not in my nature to like in public be fighting.
No.
I apologize profusely to the Uber driver.
My fucking ratings down the tube.
No, he got back in the car and I was just like so fucking mad, but I wouldn't speak to him because I knew it was going to be a huge fight. And
yeah,
even though I'm never seeing this Uber driver again, like, I hate being embarrassed.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, we
in
got
that moment,
all
he's
the time
seeing red, so you can't logically be like, was that necessary? Like, he'll just keep losing it. So then you have to just be like in protection
like,
mode of like
do?
Your own shit.
Move the bus?
What are you going to do? Pick up the bus, bro?
Move
you
that
played the cross.
Bus. Move that bus.
Oh, my God. That show was so good.
Yeah. Ty Pennington.
With Ty. Ty Pennington. Oh, my God. Him and Guy Fieri have like the two best haircuts and best attitudes on TV.
Okay, first of all, do you know that Guy Fieri is fucking loaded? He has like,
do you know
what? He has like $80 million deal or something. I don't know, something crazy. I made that number
There's a comic named Shane Torres who is so funny, and he has like a 10-minute bit about how like everyone shits on Guy Fieri because he like has, you know, wears sunglasses behind his head and has like flames on his shirt.
I think he's authentically himself.
And he was like, do you know that guy? His whole business is going to small businesses and promoting them. And he has like the most charities. Yep. And like, he just goes on about what an incredible guy
he
is.
Just
but we
eats.
All shit on him because he has a loud laugh.
And he just eats. Here's a fun fact. I don't think you're going to see this coming. If my mom got one hall pass, it's Guy Fieri. She is in love with him. She loves him. She loves his personality. She loves everything about him. She watches Diner what is it? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yes.
Every single night. She watches it with my dad, and she'll just be like, oh, I just love him. I just love his personality. I think he's so funny. Like, she gets giddy. And I'm like, Mom, he has frosted tips. And she goes, oh, I don't care.
He's so positive. He's so, yeah. He's great. I think the joke that Shane Torres does was like, Anthony Bourdain, rest in peace. He was like, everyone treats him like he's so cool and amazing. But it's like, who'd you rather be stuck in an elevator with?
Oh, my God. Guy.
But.
Also, when he eats things, you want to eat them because, like, his sounds, he's just like, yeah, that's good. Like, I'm just like, oh, my God, he needs to taste it.
No, he's just a ball of fucking beautiful energy. What aura do you think Guy Fieri is?
Oh, my God, is that he's our new red. Thing?
He's red.
He's whatever the highest is, mightiest.
So I also I am going to be Guy Fieri for Halloween one year. It's going to be
you
epic.
Have to. I just decided it.
I just decided it. So I spoke with
Mystic.
What is her name?
Mystic Michaela.
Mystic Michaela. Sorry, I was searching for Michaela. Mystic Michaela, and I got a lot of messages saying, "Hannah, we think you're orange too." Turns out, I'm not orange.
What are you?
Turns out. I'm blue to go.
Which means you're blue and purple mixed.
I'm a indigo blue mashup. She said I'm much more complex than like a pink. No, I'm just kidding.
So much better than pink and purple, but.
She basically said, I'm a major empath energy. You feel others' feelings the same as your own, which is funny because I feel like on TikTok, I need to make fun of where I've seen people make fun of people who are like, I'm an empath. And you're like, ugh. Like, and they're like, anyone who says they're an empath, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But I am an empath. And she said, it's really intense. Most people with this ability cannot deal with people, but you use it to see others, try to make them validated and try to make them laugh and relate to you. I feel like it's your, she said also like your purple's your spotlight. You like to be in the spotlight. But she goes, if anything's off with someone or you feel inauthenticity, you will snap. And even if there aren't any actual facts, you go with your gut.
It's got us in trouble a time or two.
She goes, you're interesting because stupid people think they have a handle on you, but they don't. Inauthentic people can be a trigger, like swimming in a poser soup to you. And she said, Dez, she went for my man.
Yeah.
She said, your fiance is green and blue and he's so sweet and chill and normal and you need authentic people in your life. I don't know if he's chill or normal, but I get what she means. You know what I mean? Like for us, he's chill and normal.
Dude.
So Mystic Michaela, she's amazing. But basically she says, I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. And I hate fake bitches. That's my fucking problem.
Wow, I love that for you. Mine was like, do you like Disney princesses? Yes, cool. You're a pink aura.
I was remembering. I was like, what did Paige say about the pink aura? I go, no. All she cared about was that she was pink. And then she moved on.
It was like, people think that I am superficial because I have a love of like pretty things.
Yes.
But like I just see the beauty in a lot of things, which is probably why I love fashion and like makeup and stuff like that. Like I just like pretty stuff. And it can be taken as like superficial, but really I'm like very kind and
no, but I don't think you liking or like you're not superficial because you like looks for less, obviously.
Right.
I think it's more like sometimes liking pretty things because it's associated with feminine can be considered
yeah, and like creative
stupid or silly.
Yeah.
But it's not. That's just society saying that pretty things are feminine and femininity is not important.
Yeah.
Where what would you do without beautiful things? Where would the world be?
Die. I don't know.
We'd all just be worms.
Oh, wait. I do have one funny thing that I just thought of and I don't want to forget it. I had a girl DM me earlier and it just like made me laugh because like sometimes I forget people listen to the podcast.
Same. No, I really
forget. I genuinely forget like because we just talk to each other so naturally. And she goes, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm also in a spiral of hating men. And I said, welcome. Happy to have you. Like, and it just was so funny. And I think also when I see people connecting to things that we say on the podcast, it's so validating to be seen. Like everyone that was like, yo, Summer is fucking annoying. And there's so much pressure and it's tough out here. I just loved it. And so
we also didn't add, besides all the pressure of Summer, you're also sweating.
Yeah. No one talks about it. No one talks about it.
No one fucking talks about it. Also, people were reaching out about the vodka apple juice.
Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. So I got a spray tan last week, and my spray tan girl, she's amazing. Glow to go. Her name's Natalie. Amazing. Natalia.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's the best. And she walked in and she goes, oh my God, I have to tell you something, or I have to give you something. And I was like, well, what is it? Her husband is Polish. She got the vodka for me that Jordan was talking about.
Yeah.
And she goes, yes, this is like such a thing with apple juice. And I had to give it to you so that you guys could try it. So the next time you're over, we have to try it. I haven't opened it. I'm waiting for you.
I'm so excited for this.
I'm so excited.
If I find an alcohol I like, our friendship's over, because then we're both just going to
pop off.
Yeah, and then the world will just
blow up.
You finish all my...
It's like Mad Libs on podcasts. Yeah,
the podcast is one big Mad Lib. Oh my God, gird your fucking loins. Oh, lastly with fashion.
Yeah.
Since we're really organized right now, I just wrote down netted bags.
Okay.
Like, people are basically like putting nets over bags and charging like $700.
Where did you see this?
They took a basketball net and like put it over a bag, but it's like a purse. So
yeah.
Like purses with bags and nets are in.
I haven't seen a lot of them, but I think for the beach, cute.
It was in like a magazine. I wish I didn't read. Magazines are so funny right now, because I'll open up a magazine and they have tweets on them.
That is
like
interesting.
Like, what's going on in social media?
Wait.
Like, okay, I'll do it on my phone.
That's so weird.
Because they want to be like relevant.
Because I was thinking about magazines yesterday.
Oh my God.
I was like, wow, this is so weird. So fucking weird. Because my designer for my apartment, my friend Hollis, she got me this really cool magazine holder that like you put on the ground, and it's like a decorative thing, and it's very Mad Men, and I just like love it. And I was like, but I'm not gonna put like today's magazines in them, because like what's in them and who's reading them and like whatever. I mean, I love Vogue. I've always had a Vogue subscription. So I went on Etsy and I found a bunch of like vintage Vogue magazines like the 60s and the 70s. So I got like, I think I ended up getting like seven of them, and I got Cosmopolitan and like from like the 90s and the 80s. And it's, I was just like, wait, that's sick to have in there.
That is so fucking,
because it's not
nostalgic.
Like I'm gonna,
and
yeah.
But like, cool. Actually, if you were to read it, that would be so cool. I don't know about you, but like, do you remember Cosmopolitan when you were like 13?
Yeah, and it was like taboo.
Oh my God.
Because
and
it was like the sex
buy it
one.
At the airport. And I remember I'd be sitting next to like a man in the airport, and I'd see like blowjob tips, and I'd be like secretly opening.
Yeah. I remember that. That was like, yeah, magazines were such a thing. I used to rip out like pages in Vogue and like keep them in my room to like outfits
but
I wanted to recreate.
Cosmo and 17, I love them to death, but they fucked our shit up. Like, literally the whole perspective is like,
yeah,
how to give a blowjob so he falls in love with you, how to flirt to get his attention,
yeah,
how to change your body so he likes you, like all that shit. And that's why we go back to the Bible. Ask yourself not if he likes you, but if you like him.
Remember 17 magazine?
Yeah, I fucking love 17 magazine.
I used to fucking love 17.
With 17 magazine. I wanted to be like, I felt like I might be like a journalist, like a, I mean, we're basically 17 magazine, but for,
yeah, we are.
Girls who giggle too much.
We really are. All I remember about 17 magazine was like Mandy Moore was always on the fucking cover. I feel like every time I got it, I was like, fucking Mandy Moore again.
I just did a TikTok where I was like, if she doesn't remember it. When Mandy Moore was a singer, she's too young for you, bro.
So valid. So valid.
because no, she didn't do actually, a walk to remember until way she was brunette. Like she was, she used to be a blonde.
Well, Mandy, also you guys, we're not high. These are just how our conversations go. Buckle
we
the fuck up.
We have very high thoughts though.
Very.
We're like, we're oh naturally. My God. And like, okay, if we don't say it right now, we're going to forget it. Like we're apple drug juice. Addicts.
No, people are like, Hannah, stop interrupting. If I don't say it, I'm never going to
never gonna
again.
Say it. Wait, remember Mandy Moore when she was in Princess Diaries and it was like Lana, Anna, Fontana. I fucking loved yes, them.
I do. But Mandy Moore, no one really fucked with her. It was like Britney Spears, maybe Pink, and Christina Aguilera, and Jessica Simpson. And like Mandy Moore was there. Like she was hanging, but no one was like, she didn't have the voice. But fun, sad facts about Mandy Moore is, you know, she like disappeared for a while and then yeah. came back on This Is Us and is crushing and doing amazing.
Yeah.
During those years, she was in like a pretty abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And she didn't feel like worthy of creating her own stuff. So for anyone out there whose light is being dimmed by a partner, kick him in the balls. If it's a girl, kick her in the clit and get out.
It's crazy. Like, and I'm not just saying this because you know I love and I hate mentor. It's crazy, though, how, like, a man can ruin your fucking life. Like, she obviously has such star quality. She's been famous since she's, what, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think she's way, I mean, she's obviously way more famous now than she's ever been. Mm-hmm. And her career is absolutely crushing it. And it's just insane that, like, one
during
person.
During her prime years.
Yeah.
Like, ideally in an actress's life, late 20s, yeah. she was not in a good place emotionally, and it's fucking wild how the second she dropped him, she yeah. found her shit again and she was alive. But I do think for all the girls out there who you feel bad if this has happened to you or it hasn't happened to you yet, having a dude ruin your life temporarily is very
a blessing.
I'm telling you, it's a blessing because you don't you know how people say girls in their 30s don't waste their time with stupid yeah. men anymore. Mm-hmm. It's because they've dealt with the bullshit, so you'll get to a point where the red flags actually start to be bright enough for you to see them.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you have more respect for yourself than anything else. And if a dude just like lifts you up a little, or like he really is just like the candy after a nice day of sustenance.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Like, I don't. Yeah, I don't know where you were going with that. So I just kind of jumped in.
I love how you went. Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. Because I'm a supportive ass friend. Totally. So men are basically sustenance. I don't think I've ever said this. I know that I've never said this on the pod, but I was in like a very abusive relationship in my early 20s, like 19 and 20. So like you're a fucking kid. I mean, I'm right out of high school. And I used to be so embarrassed by it and like never talked about it, never told them, like my friends didn't know details of it. Like it really fucked me up though mentally. And I don't regret it now. Like I think really do think everything happens for a reason. And if I had never gone through that, I would have never appreciated like my next boyfriend yes. or even my boyfriend after that, or even like realized that some women get in these relationships and like it's so much harder to get out, or it's luckily I was not so deep in it and I was so young that I had like a family and, you know, but it definitely shapes you as a person. And I don't regret going through it. When I was in it, I hated it, obviously. And right after it, I was like, this is embarrassing that I like let this happen to me. Mm-hmm. But now I think of it as like, fuck yeah. Like you're so much better for it and like got through it.
And you're so strong for like surviving that at such a young age.
Yeah.
When like that's when you're first discovering what love is. But again, like I don't want to blame anyone,
right.
but it is partially Disney's fault. I talk about this all the time, but like Disney makes you think that you have to be attracted to these like narcissistic princes all the time. Like
yeah.
they're all so douchey. And I think that once you learn that relationships are not about finding the hottest guy or the richest guy or the most famous guy, it's about finding the perfect guy that fits you.
Yeah.
Because you can't just put a random hot dude next to you and assume that brings you happiness. You need to find someone that fucking understands your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard, but like
it's
being
hard.
In a relationship with the wrong hot guy is a nightmare.
Wasn't even that hot.
That does happen.
That does happen. It is. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
But
it made me look at relationships very differently, like after that and moving forward. I mean, I still
How so?
Just being aware that like manipulation is a thing and that, you know, relationships end for different reasons and it's not always your fault. It was really the first boyfriend I had that like didn't compliment me all the time and wasn't like obsessed with me. And so it was like a new feeling that would be like, oh, why are you wearing that? Or like, you don't look good in that. And, like I had never had anyone ever say that to me. So I was just like, wait, really? And and it's so textbook because like obviously I went to therapy after that. And I didn't realize just like how textbook like abusive relationships are. Like they're all the fucking same. Like it starts out very loving and like this guy's amazing. We have the best time ever. And then slowly it's like a shift that you can't really even pick up on. And then by 6 months, they're insulting the shit out of you and like you hate yourself and like, and then you get to like a physically abusive situation. And then it's just like, wait, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. And it's just like a such manipulation 101.
And with manipulation, at some point you feel like you deserve it. Like you're like, yeah, I was being stupid.
Yeah.
Or like too emotional. I was being annoying. Yeah, I was too emotional. And that's when it's like you have to really find that person that makes you feel safe in your own skin.
Yeah. It's crazy. What's
the point of a dude if he can't make you feel safe? That's literally the only thing men are good for is protecting you.
And
physically.
It's like a, I look for now like a team feeling. Like if you're not my biggest fan, then what the fuck are we doing? Because I know like that I'm yours.
I feel like from like your breakup with Perry.
Yeah.
Till now, I feel like you're seeing things like real clear.
Yeah. You want to know the other thing that I've been like, looking at relationships that I never really thought about. I mean, I thought about it, but it wasn't like in the forefront. Is just like having kids. And like, okay, say I get divorced in 10 years to this guy. Who cares? Fuck this guy. But like, is he gonna fuck my kids up because of it? And like now I don't even give a shit about me because I'm grown. I know what my issues are. But like, I'm going to give my children. Inevitably, you give your children issues, whether you mean to or not. It's just like how it happens. But like, can I control the certain issues that I give them? And like, you are a main part of it. So like, I don't care if our marriage lasts
or not. I mean, a lot of relationships, once they have kids, it doesn't work out because they don't agree on their like parenting. I talk like I know this, but I don't really know. But I've heard stories of like their parenting styles are different and it's like they don't like how.
I think about that too.
Because like a lot of people think having kids will like bond you or save you. But it's like if you're really not connecting as just one on one, how are you going to connect taking care of something that's yours?
And I also just know that I'm going to be a very controlling parent. Like I just don't think like I want my husband's input, but I feel like
but are you gonna be like strict like your mom in terms of going out and stuff?
No, I don't think so, but I do think I am going to be like such a worrier, and I do think that I actually am going to be very strict. I already know that I'm gonna be the mean parent and they're gonna be like, what the fuck, mom?
Wait, I love that for you because I'm want everyone to like me, so my kid, I'll be like, I'm the cool parent, right?
Yeah, no, I already know. Like, you're welcome, future husband. You're gonna be the favorite parent, and like, I'm doing that for you, actually.
That's so funny because I hate playing bad cop. Actually, and that's one thing I do fucking love about you, Paige. And I have been in like certain public situations where someone has been like inappropriate across the line towards us, and I will freeze, and Paige will like be the adult and be like, that was inappropriate or something. Like, do you remember when that guy was like yelling at us?
What was he yelling at us for?
Like that we like we were talking loud during the interview we were on your
at a motherfucking WeWork space, which is a public space.
We got invited to a WeWork and they sat us down and interviewed us, and I guess that this guy was like on the floor working, was mad. We go outside and he just starts to yell at us. It was really scary. Like, it definitely, like, he was going through a divorce or some shit and was taking it out on us. And I was so scared.
I don't even remember what I said.
You were just like, you're talking to the wrong girls right now. And you did not give a, you, it was like so cool. See, when you get angry, I feel like you make sense. When I get angry, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just emotional.
I feel like I remember telling him he was inappropriate. That is usually my go-to when I fight with someone. I was like, you got the wrong girl.
Yeah, you're Melissa Gorga. Yeah. You're messing with the wrong girl.
Like, you got me fucked up if you think you're going to yell at me. Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried Gift Mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried Gift Mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
So, oh my God, anywho, I love our random deep moments. You also wrote Chuggy. Are we talking about it? Because I don't really, like, do we?
Everyone's talking about it, though. Are we okay. Chuggy?
Is that what you're going to ask? Because that's the hard-hitting question of the day.
Yeah, are we?
I've been wearing my hair in a middle part since day one.
I currently have a side part.
You currently have a comb-over.
That's because I just got out of the shower, and I please don't judge me.
We both have middle parts. What else is chuggy?
Chuggy. If you can't say it right, then we definitely are.
I say it like a loogie. I thought it was like something chuggy. You like hawk onto the ground.
Because I've just been seeing a lot of girls our age talking about how they think that they're chuggy. And I was like, wait, I'm their age. Am I chuggy?
This brings me, so Elena, our head of social media, she started as our intern. Chuggy. She was shitting on my TikToks and she will laugh at me. And like, she sent me Olivia Rodrigo and I was like, this is Paramore. And she was like, oh yeah, I heard someone say that. And I was like, she basically, like, I realized that I wasn't cool.
Yeah, no, we're not. So I almost texted her the other day and was like, if I send you clips, will you edit my TikToks?
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
I think I'm going to do it.
You should do that.
I can't.
So we're going to have her on.
Okay.
To ask us Gen Z questions to see how chuggy we are.
Chuggy. Which I think is a really cute dog name.
Chuggy.
Come here, Chuggy. Yeah.
I feel like Chuggy's like very basic millennial shit. This actually really hurt. I tweeted something. I've been tweeting for 5 years now. And someone just wrote, this is the most millennial shit ever. And it's like saying this is the most like girl shit ever, or like this is the most, it's like, yeah, I'm a millennial.
We invented the internet. We walked so you could run on your goddamn TikTok.
Like, you guys would still be eating Tide Pods if it wasn't for us, you fucking crazy people. I'm up to here. And also, she's probably like 60, the woman who said that. Ugh. But no, I'm having trouble with the Gen Zs, so we're gonna need.
I'm having trouble too.
Our Gen Z, every company needs a Gen Z to guide them, but I don't want to be hated for being
myself.
I'm
also a little jealous of them.
Yeah, we all are. I saw a 14-year-old girl walking by, and I was like, she would have just like bullied the shit out of me when I was
a bunch of my guy friends were talking about like some Instagram girl, whatever, and they were like, her body is so good, and I was like, she's 23, she's brand new, her body should be good, she hasn't gone through clinical depression
yet.
It's
like when they're 18 and it's like they haven't, like, they'd have no extra fat on their body, they're just shitting all the time. It's like, wait till she gets the college 15.
I was like, she doesn't even get hangovers yet.
But that's the thing. I went to that Sweet 16. The makeup is so good. And it's because I don't think there was any other generation that had so many visuals.
No one's going through an awkward phase. Dude,
when we were 13, Facebook was like just starting.
I just learned how to do eyeliner on the bottom and thought I was a professional makeup artist.
Did I tell you how the first time I did eyeliner, I was so nervous that I took a pencil and I drew it, my own eyes, on it's on paper and then tried to draw it dark to see what it would look like.
I hate you.
What the fuck? I thought I was like an artist. No one knows that. I've never showed anyone that. And then when I did wear it, I wore strictly navy or blue eyeliner.
Me too. What was with navy blue eyeliner?
I don't know. It was just the top, not the bottom.
I didn't even know eyeliner on the top was a thing till I was like in college. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I just started doing eyeliner on the top.
I went to Poly Prep for 2 years, and in the locker room, there were just two big mirrors, and all the, like, hot girls would be putting their makeup on in the morning, and they would get, like, the front of the mirror, and then girls who were, like, a little less hot were, like, behind them trying to do their makeup, and I was just
scared.
Damn,
your high school sounds scary.
That was some scary shit, but once, then my brother joined the school, and one day I walked in, and there were, like, three girls crying, and I overheard it was all because of my brother, and I was like, I need to leave. No.
Transfer me. Immediately. Wait, what were we just talking about before we got onto your weird eyeliner tutorial that you gave yourself?
Chiji. I literally said, yeah, no, but the point is like, I'm not giving it air. Like, I'm not giving it light. What do you say? I'm not giving,
it life.
Because, like, I'm not making it a thing that, like, we suck because we're not Gen Zs. Like, why are we pitting millennials and Gen Zs against each other when we're actually the most similar generations? And again, we helped put a child lock on Tide Pods.
Seriously. We had to make new rules because of kids.
I don't know if they're young. I'm saying they're the young. But also, I feel like they spread rumors about us. Like,
also, wait, let's just point this out, too. Their style right now, they're just copying us. We already did it. Butterfly.
I hate
clips,
to say
original,
it. I hate to say it. But like Olivia Rodrigo, love you, girl. You're amazing.
You
are sampling Paramore. It's not a new thing, a new sound that like all the Gen Zs are freaking out about. And I'm like,
I fucking love her though.
I love her. She's amazing. But like, let's not hate on the millennials that inspired it.
Let's not. No, let's not. Where is Paramore? And I wonder if they've said anything about it.
Where's Avril Lavigne? And is it true that she's dead and someone is her twin or something, just pretending?
I don't think so. But if there's ever a rumor about me, I would like that to be one of them. You know, Paige has a twin.
Paige has a twin. The whole time you've had a twin, you just like one of you's at summer house, the other one's sleeping, and then you rotate. Jelly.
Wait, can we talk about what we're watching? Because I have so many thoughts.
Yes, you have some really hot takes.
I have really hot takes. Okay, so I watched Sex Life, and everyone was binging it and was like, oh my God, I finished it, and I loved it, and blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't get through the first four episodes because I would put it on, and then I'd be on my phone, and I'd have to rewind, and then I'd fall asleep. And it was just like
not
one of those.
Time.
Yeah, it was one of those shows that I was just like, God, I got to just sit down and watch it and get into a groove. Okay, here's my first take. One, I think she's stunning, and it really terrifies me that, like, it's so relatable. Have you watched any of it yet?
No.
I can't wait for you to. It's basically this woman who is married, has kids, has the perfect life, but like it's not enough. So she starts thinking about her ex-boyfriend.
How is that relatable to you?
I just relate to it.
She's like, she's living in a house with children, paying the mortgage, you know, living the 9-to-5. Bitch, that is the least relatable thing I've ever heard. You are literally single in your own apartment in New York City. What are you fucking talking about? She's like, the kids are crazy, you know, you're not having sex with your husband anymore. What are you talking about?
Okay, relatable is the wrong word. I fear, like, my biggest fear that. Like,
You could see it could happen to anyone.
That, like, you marry the most amazing guy and you have this perfect life, and then one day you're just like, yo, I fucking hate this. And, like, I used to be so fun, and, like, what happened to that person? And, like, is this normal? Am I supposed to? Whatever. So it's very relatable in that sense, and I think a lot of women, like, get, and guys, that's very scary thing. The guy, the ex-boyfriend, the guy that plays her ex-boyfriend, where that she had this like crazy passionate sex with, I do not think is hot. I do not want to sleep with him. I don't think that he's sexy. I think that her husband is 10 times fucking hotter than him. Now,
ooh, that fucks with the storyline.
Yeah, like I don't, but like her husband is that very like financy looking guy that like looks good in a suit. And the boyfriend is like that grungy Lower East Side leather jacket, like badass. So I get it, but I just don't think, I think that he could have been hotter.
It sounds like a little too stereotypical, like, oh, the guy in the leather jacket, like Justin Bobby type.
Yes, that's like, exactly what it is.
No one actually wants to fuck Justin Bobby.
I think it's also because he's like blonde and like highlights blonde. And he has an Australian accent, though, that is hot.
I do like an Australian accent.
Okay, here's the other thing. She cries a lot in the show, like a lot. Like she's always tearing up.
Like, they were like, okay, do you want this role? Can you cry for no reason at all time?
She's also.
Why didn't I apply for this role?
Okay, did you ever watch Shameless?
Yes, I love Shameless.
You're going to die when I tell you this. Okay, you know Kev? Kevin V?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kev, in real life, I don't know what his real name is, but anyway, we're going to call him Kev. Kev was married to the main character of Sex Life. Okay, they were married for like I want to say like 12 years. They have 3 kids together. They got divorced in 2021. She is now dating her co-star who plays her ex-boyfriend. Their Instagram captions are fucking wild. She just got divorced.
Oh my god, I actually heard of this. So the Instagram captions are like, oh, baby, I love you so much.
I can't believe, like, we were meant to be. We were meant to, you're my soulmate. We were meant to meet. Like, how can two people from opposite ends of the world, like, have so much in common? No, it's kind of cringe.
It's so, and I, you guys, I'm not saying it's disgusting to be in love. It's disgusting to feel something and then feel the need to, for everyone to know. And I know maybe they want, like, the show to be popular, so it's a little PR stunty, but, like, also, you just got divorced.
I don't know if they got divorced because she met him. That's is not.
That's chuggy. That's some chuggy shit.
You know what? I think we just say things that are chuggy when like it's so not what it means.
Yeah, we have to take ownership of the word, like slut.
Like the fact it's that like, yeah, like the fact that my LaCroix is out, I feel like is chuggy. Like, you know, fuck that LaCroix. Okay, but here's what I want to say before people like get mad at us. I don't know if they broke up because she met him. I don't know if they were separated before. Yeah. But like regardless of the timeline, they were legally divorced in 2021 and she's already posting her new boyfriend.
I just think you're jinxing yourself. I don't there's so many different reasons why you should not post Instagram captions about how in love you are.
I love the way you just said captions. Captions.
I literally just turned into a Wisconsin Badger.
Captions.
Go Packers. Don't post the Instagram captions.
Yeah, what the? What did that who took over my body? A lumberjack?
I don't know. But I low-key love that accent. Like, I think it's fucking hilarious.
I do think that something fishy is going on. And just, like we said before, the longer your Instagram caption, the shorter the relationship is going to last.
No, we hate that.
We hate it. Stop it. I mean, the most I'll do is like Kravis. Well, they'll say like ridiculous stuff, but it's short at least.
It's like, short. They're short
it's like,
and
pinch
sweet.
Pinch my butt.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. You just reminded me of it. A perfect example of like a young girl.
Yeah.
Travis's daughter, Alabama. I did not know that she was 15.
Yep.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her TikToks?
Yep. She looks like she's 27.
If I was her mom, I would lock that girl up in her room. She literally has longer nails than me.
Yeah.
And she does these TikTok dances, but they're like sexual. Very sexual. And like it's uncomfortable.
You can lock her up in her room. She's still going to do the TikTok dance.
No, I would take her, like her phone should be taken away. The amount of but times I see like my phone taken away.
You want women to embrace their sexuality. You want them to embrace their sexuality.
Not at 15, but like, I don't. Not at 15, I don't.
I want you to be like working on your personality and sports and school, not like your fuck me eyes.
Yeah, I'm gonna be such a strict mom.
But it's not her fault. It's society's fault. Yeah. Of it. These TikTok videos, you can see so much at such a young age. Like,
yeah, that is so true. Like
we'd have to be on Cosmopolitan to see how a girl did her smoky eye.
Yeah,
like, that's how you learned it, and you wouldn't really try it because you'd lose the magazine,
right? And you're like, I can't follow this fucking picture. Get out of here. Like, we had, you only shopped, also, here's another thing with like clothes and the way girls dress now. You shopped at what you had at the mall. You had Aeropostale and you had Abercrombie. And if your mom was in a good mood, you were in Abercrombie. And if not, you got fucking Gap. Like, you know, and that's just how it went.
If you behaved that day. It's interesting, but I do know that there's Gen Z listeners. I do know that there's boomer listeners, and we're trying to bring people together here, okay? We giggle together.
Yeah.
Hashtag giggle together. A side note, I was talking to someone on Instagram who posted a photo of Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Yeah.
And they just wrote, they were like, why does this do nothing for me? And I'm like, because I feel inauthenticity, and I am blue. I'm a blue
to
go.
As someone qualified to comment on this, as an indigo blue, like, what is it? Indigo?
I think it's
blue to go. As a registered blue to go.
As a blue to go. This shit isn't authentic. And like, I feel like no one cares.
No one cares. We got enough shit going on. You know? No one cares.
Because part of us is like, aren't you sad, Jen? Like, you can be sad for a bit. You don't have to, like, show off that, like, you're doing amazing all the time. Like, Jen, you are the hardest worker out there.
I think, like I said
last week, sometimes you just have to feel your feelings.
I mean, she jumped into that so quick. I think we would care more if we didn't have Kravis and if we didn't have Megan and MGK.
It's so funny because Megan Fox and MGK were both around for a long time and no one cared. Until they came together, and now we can't get enough of them.
I didn't even know MGK was a person.
He was a rapper, but I guess now he is a rock star.
I had like listened to his songs, but I just didn't know who he was or what he looked like or anything about him.
Do you think she calls him Machine Gun?
What is his real name, Kelly?
It's probably like
I'm looking it up. Dude, it's Todd.
It's
MGK, real name. It's also crazy. Richard Colson Baker. Richard?
It's always the most basic.
No,
boring.
Colson Baker. Colson Baker.
Colson turns him into like a surfer.
Yeah.
Colson, bruh. Colson, you get some waves on that? You shred some gnar, Colson?
That's exactly what it is. Colson played lacrosse and his dad's a lawyer. We fucking get it. Thank you.
Yeah, oh my God.
Colson. You know what's crazy too? That like, the type of guy that's hot, like, remember when Jersey Shore was on when we were in high school? I think it came out when I was a senior in high
school.
People
like straight up were like, Ronnie's hot.
People loved that look. Like, if you had an earring in high school, I would date you. Like, you could not tell me anything. I would be texting you. And like, now you have to look like you're half dead and emaciated.
Skinny boy swag. But do you remember also, we thought, you know, the guys in NSYNC and like the Tips were so hot.
Yeah.
And then we thought, do you remember like Justin Bieber having a full bang?
A full bang. A full bang.
And girls were going nuts. He couldn't even see the poor kid.
Justin Bieber really started the curtain bang trend. And he should be accredited with that.
And then now the Gen Z boys, I just want to give them a haircut because it's all about like the grown out quarantine, and they just have like a mop on the top of their head and then have like very grungy. Everyone's just like Kurt Cobain, but they don't know who Kurt Cobain is.
No, they have no idea. I don't really even know.
He wasn't really like your
style.
No,
but it's like, it's also like the guys that girls think are hot now are like famous on TikTok. Like they're TikTok guys. Like the guy that does, I don't even know his name. The guy that does the podcast with Dave Portnoy.
Yeah.
What's his name? He does BFFs. I think he's so hot. And I'm like, oh my God, he's 22.
He's like 14.
Yeah. I'm like, what would we talk about?
Also, if you watch any movie from the 2000s, like any chick flick, any rom-com, all the girls' lips are normal. Like, all the hot girls have normal lips.
Yeah.
And you just see how, like, altered our shit is right now. But, like, I hate to say it, it's Kylie's fault.
Yeah.
Do you remember in the reunion when Andy's like, are you guys, like, changing society's depiction of what beauty should be in an inauthentic way?
And that was, like, crazy. No. We didn't talk about that. For how much we love the Kardashians and we think, oh, wow, it's downpouring in New York right now.
Mm-hmm.
For how much we love the Kardashians and, like, we think they are very powerful women, like, obviously, they have set a beauty standard.
Amy Schumer got a lot of hate, but she said on an SNL monologue, she was like, these women use their natural faces as a recommendation to, like, how they really look. Something along those lines. Like,
well,
it's
this,
not.
It's okay. Also,
it's not okay.
I can't wait to see, like, this is going
to
sound mean, but I don't mean this.
What their kids actually look like to see how they actually look like.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. Some of these kids are coming out wonky.
But here's the other thing. I always think that Kim, I think Kim was gorgeous before. I think she was like a natural beauty.
Yes.
I loved, like, season one, I think she was stunning.
The thing is, I think they're all naturally beautiful, and that's a sad thing.
Even Kendall looked like, at the reunion, looked like she had some stuff done. And I was just like, damn,
Kendall's had a ton of stuff done.
Yeah.
Kendall's had a ton of stuff done. And I just think that whenever you're scrolling and you start feeling bad about yourself, and also final mental health moment,
just remember that Hannah drew eyeliner on a piece of paper to see what she would look like with it. If you ever feel bad, just remember that and you will laugh.
Girls are out here at 14 getting syringes in their lips, and this bitch was to put a stick figure and put some eyeliner on to see how I would look.
Like, what was the outcome? Were you like, yep, I'm going to look great doing it?
I think I looked and I was like, it's time to become a woman. I'm just so weird.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the Sleepy Time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. medication. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
But I want to wrap this up by saying,
yeah,
we forget because we're addicts, but let's all just remember that social media is bad for you. Like, it's been proven.
Yeah.
So like, whenever you're having a bad day and you like feel guilty, it's like, we're addicted to social media and it's not, no, like, can we make money off it sometimes? Yes. Can we?
Social media can change my mood in a fucking second.
Do Paige and I have so many fun random laughs in the day that are like add to my day? Yes. Can you hurt your own feelings so fucking easily?
I literally do it all the time. I hurt my own feelings every single day.
Imagine people in the past lived their lives without ever knowing what other people were doing.
I mean, yeah, we did. What we had in high school was like, you had to wait till Monday to see someone's fucking Facebook album.
Yes.
And you were like, damn, there was a party. Like,
oh God.
But you were like, whatever, it's over, like it's done. Like when you're seeing people real time, you're like, oh, man, why aren't I in France?
It's like crazy. So for anyone who's calling us Chuji, we remember what it's like when we just lived our own life. I'm not respecting that word.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm not respecting that word. And I just, all of us need to remember that. And that's why I like podcasts, because regardless of what you see about us online or whatever, it's like this is some rawer shit than normal.
I agree.
Do you have any front page news you want to run by?
Gwen Stefani got married.
Yes, we love that for her. We love that. Two strong personalities. We love that.
I love when people find love after being fucked over.
Yeah. Wait, was she fucked over? Oh, Gavin cheated on her?
Oh my God. Yeah, with the nanny. Not that like you can prevent your husband from cheating with the nanny, but like, what God's green earth would I ever hire a hot nanny?
I think it's deep down you're like testing him. You're like, I dare you. You're like, how much do you actually love me? Like, they're doing it like in a self-sabotaging way. Not that men just can't control it, and you know. But also, Paige, don't you want a little more trust in your husband? That God forbid you put a decent looking woman in your house, like he has to fuck her. Don't you want to have a little more like belief in him?
Yeah, but I don't trust him. I know you now.
You don't know who he is yet, but you don't trust his ass.
I would love to trust him, but I know that I'm having a 70-year-old Mary Poppins ass bitch in my home. Okay? And that's just what's happening.
Don't knock older women. They know what they're doing. They give a mean blowjob.
Dude, imagine.
I do have to. I mean, there's so, also the nannies.
Do you hear
don't
the thunder?
The nannies don't have to be like traditionally good looking. Like, it's not about hooking up with someone hot. It's about like, it's a mental thing of cheating that they want to do.
Whatever. Then I'm hiring like a gay guy.
Not safe.
Well, that could open a whole other can of worms.
That just shattered into a million other pieces that I'm not going to pick up.
God damn it. My husband's already got me pissed off.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Thinking of Blake and Glenn.
Gwen.
Once an ex-boyfriend told me that you can't have two headshots in a relationship.
What does that mean?
like you can't have two people who like the spotlight or who like in the entertainment business.
I don't believe that. I think, oh, because you're saying like one may get jealous of the other.
Maybe. There's like a bunch of reasons. But it's like, you know how there was like Dr. Dre and his wife who was basically like, he's the balloon and I'm the rock and I hold him down while he... And I remember actually that was when I realized I have to get out of my relationship that I was in because I was like, I'm not a fucking rock. I'm nobody's fucking rock. I am a balloon, bitch. And I realized like he was trying to groom me to just be like the girl that like waits for him everywhere and doesn't do my own stuff.
I don't believe that though, because I think having that in common with someone like mm-hmm. you, look at Blake Lively and
they get each other.
Yeah, they get each other because they both do the same thing. So you can like talk to that person on a level that like if Ryan Reynolds was an accountant and like held her down, he would have no idea what she was talking about when she got home. So I think
it takes certain types of people. You need to be with people who are very confident in themselves, who are not like comparing and who could be like teammates. But yeah, like Des and I both being stand-ups, we have this instead of dinner dates, we do brunch dates. So like he wakes up at 7, I wake up at 10. We go out to brunch. We have our like little romantic moment. We take a nap. We do our podcast. And then at like 6:30, we go out and we do our separate gigs, come home by 10. That's like every day.
Stop.
It's weird though. Like it's weird. And then occasionally he'll be like, hey, I have an hour. Do you want to come hang? And I'll go to his club.
Now, if you were dating some fucking finance guy, he would be like, are we going to dinner at 9 o'clock? Like, you know, like it would just be a
different.
That's
why a lot of comics like have so much trouble dating because their night is.
Yeah, going, they have different schedules.
And they don't want the person like being dragged around, like watching your gigs and stuff. It could be kind of annoying. So it works conveniently. But I do think if Des was like my age and we both were like on the come up, it would be harder.
I agree. Okay, yeah. Well, this is a combo that we can get into another time.
We have never once been
finished a thought
that
been in a relationship at the same time.
Now you're just saying random shit, but yes.
Because I think about that a lot. Okay, there's also a girl. Okay, my building faces another building and there's literally we're just staring at each other.
This is what happens when you're floor to ceiling.
I don't think she knows that I'm podcasting.
Floor to ceiling.
Now another girl has walked over to the window. Oh, maybe they're looking at the rain. I'm such a narcissist. Yeah. They're literally looking at the weather outside. They don't give a fuck.
Or they're like, look at this girl who thinks she's a pretend reporter.
I don't know, but it's really coming down.
That's a problem with floor to ceiling windows, folks. No privacy. That's how British people say it. I was just going to say that we never run out of topics to talk about here at the G Squad.
No, we don't.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. Thanks for giggling with us today.
Thanks for giggling. Follow us on Instagram. Go to hannahbura.com for some tour dates. Check out Paige's Amazon dates coming up. Follow us on TikTok. Buy our merch.
Send us cookies.
Send us cookies. Tell my parents I love them and I miss them. Get Paige a little kitten. Okay,
send
anyway.
Help.
Send help. You literally read my mind. Okay, we love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.